Today's daf is Vachim daf Memhei, and we are at the Mishnah, at the top of daf Memhei Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. If a guy makes something hektish, the hektish is chal. However, it has a different Shulchan Aruch than ordinary hektish. For example, Ein chayavin aleihem mishum pigol noiser v'tameh. The laws of pigol noiser and tameh do not apply. V'hashoichtam b'chutz potter. If somebody would shech the kachi ovdei kechavim b'chutz, he would be potter. Ordinarily, shchutei chutz carries the oynish of karas. Not if it's kachi ovdei kechavim. Divi Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yosi mechayev, Rabbi Yosi says you're going to be chayev. So the background to this Mishnah is a Gemara Masech Teschul and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk in Parshas Emor. Daber el aharon ve'el bonov ve'el kol b'nei Yisrael ve'yomarto aleihem. Ish, etc. Ashe yakriv karbonoi l'chol nidreyem u'l'chol nidvoisam ashe yakriv. Ish, says the Gemara is Lurabis, that even Ovdei Kechavim have an ability to make something hektish. So if you think about it, it's a chiddush. A guy goes over to Behema, he says, Harezu Oyla, Harezu Shlomim. It's Chal Kedusha Soyla, it's Chal Kedusha Shlomim. And the regular Dine Hakrova apply. So you'd have to take this carbon, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and be makriv it as a carbon. Stating that, there's different halachas. What are the halachas? According to Rab Shimon, Ein chayavan aleihem mishum pigol noiser v'tameh. Additionally, there's no halacha of shchutei chutz. Zok the Gemara, Braisa, that elaborates on this halacha. Tanu Rabban, Kachim, Yevdei Kechavim. Kachim, that a guy was makdish, loy nehenin, yenalev, anah from it, midir Rabbanon. But at the same time, loy mayalev, there's no way to send me the midai reis. Ein chayavan aleihem mishum pigol noiser v'tameh. You don't have the laws of pigol noiser v'tameh, like the Mishnah said. The ein oisin tmura. The halachas of tmura do not apply. The ein mevian nesachin. Additionally, a guy, although he can be makdish a carbon, but he cannot be makdish nesachin. So a yid, a regular yid, has an ability to go over to wine and say, I want this to be kadosh kedushas nesachin, so to speak, and now he would have a chiyuv to go be makriv those nesachin. A guy doesn't have that. However, karbonon ta'un nesachin. If a guy brings a carbon that ordinarily requires nesachin, such as a shlamim, so the halacha is a guy shlamim also requires nesachin. Divi Rav Shimon. Am Rav Yosi said, Roy ani bekulan lahachmer. I disagree with all the aforementioned. Like Rav Yosi in the Mishnah, it's the same Rav Yosi. I hold that kachi evdei kechavim is no different than kachi Yisrael. And if kachi Yisrael has me'ilah, kachi evdei kechavim has me'ilah. And if there's a parish of pigul nois of a tummy when it comes to kachi Yisrael, the same is going to be true for kachi evdei kechavim. There's a loch of tamura by kachi Yisrael. There's going to be a loch by kachi evdei kechavim as well. Says the Gemara, this that Rav Shimon said that there's no me'ilah by kachi evdei kechavim, by medvar, mamura, by kachi mizbeach. That's all true for kachi bedekabayis. Aber by kachi bedekabayis, mo'elim, kachi evdei kechavim. If it's kachi bedekabayis, there is a halach of me'ilah, and the Gemara is going to explain everything. So we have here a machlokes, Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi, whether the ordinary laws of kachim apply to kachi evdei kechavim in the same way that they apply to kachi Yisrael or not. The Mishnah had it bekitzer. The Braisa had a more expanded version, and now the Gemara is going to go through piece by piece explaining the Braisa. So the first halacha Rav Shimon said was, Loi nenin v'loi moilin. What does that mean? Loi nenin midrabanim. Loi nenin means you cannot have hana. V'loi moilin means there is no halacha of me'ila. Why would there be no halacha of me'ila? The Gomar me'ila, chet chet. Mitruma. It says chet in the parish of Me'ilah. It says chet in the parish of Truma. Ubetruma ksibene Yisrael of the Kechavim. And only a yid could be mafresh Truma. A guy can't be mafresh Truma. So if we have a Xer Shava between the parish of Truma and the parish of Me'ilah, and we know of the Kechavim are excluded from the parish of Truma, so based on the Xer Shava, they're going to be excluded from the parish of Me'ilah as well. The Braisa continued and said, Ve'in chayovin olav mishum pigul noise of my time, why not? The Asi Pigol oven mi noiser. We learn Pigol with Xerishava oven from noiser. For Asi noiser chiluchil mitoma. We learn noiser with Xerishava chiluchil mitoma. Okay, ubetum exiv, bene Yisrova lo yerdi kichavim. It says clearly in the parsha that discusses Tuma in the context of Kachim, vi inazru mi kache bene Yisrova. We learn from there that only Kachay B'nai Yisrael are subject to the laws of Tuma, not Kachay Oivde Kichavim. Once I know it by Tuma, I know it by Noisa, because there's a Gzeir Shava between Noisa and Tumah, and once I know it by Noisa, I know it by Pigol, because there's a Gzeir Shava between Pigol and Noisa. The Ein Noisa and Tumura. The Braisa said, another thing Rav Shimon holds, that Kachay Ovdei Kechavim are excluded from, is the halachas of Tumura. My time and Iskish Tumura L'maisa Behema, because Tumura is Iskish L'maisa Behema, U'maisa Behema Iskish L'maisa Dagon, and Maisa Behema is Iskish to ordinary Maisa, U'maisa Dagon Ksib B'nei Yisrael, V'loi Ovdei Kechavim, just like we said,
Oiv de kichavin can't be mafresh truma. Their tfuah, even if it grows in Eretz Yisrael, is excluded from the laws of truma. So too, their tfuah is excluded from maaser. So being that they don't have maaser dog and they don't have maaser behem, because maaser behem is learned out behekish from maaser dog. And if they don't have maaser behem, they don't have tmura, because tmura is iskish to maaser behem. But the Gemara asks, v'chidover halomid behekish chayzer malabim behekish. We know this principle already. We know that when it comes to kachim, something that's learned out from something else behekish can't be chayzer malamed behekish. So you're telling me that how do I know the kachim of the kachavim are in oisin tmura? Because there's no halacha of maisa behema by kachim of the kachavim. How do I know that? I learned that from Daga. So that maisa behema is learned out from maisa Daga, and tmura is learned out from maisa behema. How is maisa behema learned out from maisa Daga? With a hekish. How is tmura learned out from maisa behema? With a hekish. So you have a classic example, a prototypical dover alamed behekish, that's being chayzum alamed behekish. I thought that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, maisa dagan chulanu. Maisa dagan is not hektish. It sounds like hektish. It usually comes together with things that have kedusha, but the emes is maiser dagan, as in maiser rishon, is not hektish. A Yisrael was allowed to eat maiser dagan. It wasn't awesome. He had to give it to the Levi. But in terms of being able to eat it, he was allowed to eat it. The only maiser that has kedusha is maiser sheni. But maiser dagan, says the Gemara, is chulin. If it's chulin, it's not a dover al lamed behekish, chayzer malamed behekish bekotshim. Because what's the original malamed? Maiser dagan. Being that it all starts with maiser dagan, and maiser dagan is chulin, so it's not a problem. But the Gemara says, honey, lamed mabasol lamed ozlin, lamed mabasol lamed ozlin, ma'ik lamed. But there's machlekes later in the Gemara. We're gonna have this in Perek. Where the Gemara discusses, when we say this halacha of Dover Alamed Behekish, Einoi Chayzer Malamed Behekish Bekachim, if one, which part of it has to be Kachim in order for this halacha to be true? Is it the Malame, the original Malame, or is it the Lame? Meaning there's three levels. There's the Dover HaLamed Behekish that's now being Chayzer Malamed. So you have a Malamed that's teaching the Lamed, and now the Lamed is being Chayzer Malamed. So there's a Mandama that says that if the original Malamed is Chulin, then you don't have to worry about it. But there's another Mandama that says that no, I care about the Lamed. If the original Lamed is Chulin, it's only then that it's not a problem. But if the Lamed is Kachim, then that can't be Chayzer Malamed. So what are we saying here? The reason it's not a problem of Dover HaLamed Behekish, Chayzer Malamed Behekish, is because the Malamed, which is Maisa Dagan, is really Chulin. But the Gemara says, that's all good if we go Basa the Malamed. So then you'll tell me, the Malamed is Maisa Dagan, which is Chulin, so you don't have a problem. But El, Lamedam Basa the Lamed is Lin. But according to Madam, that says you don't go Basa the Malamed, you go Basa the Lamed. Because what's the Lamed? Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is definitely hektish, says the Gemara. El, you have to say that the Makar, Tereb Shim, Shim Barichah, who holds that Kodshei Oivde Kechavim don't have the Halach of Tmura, is because we're Makish Tmura to Maisa Behema. How do I know that Maisa Behema is excluded by Kodshei Oivde Kechavim? It's not learned out from Maisa Dagan, because then it wouldn't be able to be Chayzer Malamed. It'd be a Dover Alamed Behekish, that's not Chayzer Malamed Behekish. Rather, I know that a Kodshei Oivde Kechavim is excluded from Maisa Behema. I know it Minei Ube, I know it Misvara, because Maisa Behema is a Chayva, it's something that a person has to bring. Asiri Yir Kodesh, it's an obligation. It was a tax that every single Yid had to pay. It's a Chayva She'en Kavul Azman. It happens to be different than an ordinary Chayva. For example, Karban Pesach is a Chayva She'kavul Azman. The Shalmi Chagigu, the Oilis Riyah, these were examples of Karbanos Chayva that were Kavul Azman. Ma'is Lehem is a Karban Chayva She'en Kavul Azman. But at the end of the day, emphasis on Karban Chayva, Ayin Rashi, for Chayva She'en Kavul Azman, Kavul Yisrael, Ma'is Lehem is a Karban Chayva She'en Kavul Azman. Goyim are excluded from all Karbanos Chayva. The Pasik, that's Marba, Kachay Ovde Kechavim, is clearly talking about Nadarim and Nadavis. It's the Pasik we mentioned at the beginning of the Daf. Dabir Alaharim Velbonav Elkobin Yisrael Vemartaleim Ish. Ish ish is what's marba over the kechavim, and what does the pasuk say? Asher yakriv karbanoi l'chol nedreim u'l'chol nedvoisa. So the riboy of kachay over the kechavim is in the parsha of nedav and nedava. Thus, it has to be something that's optional. Ma'isa behema, which is a karban chayva, goyim don't have. Once they don't have ma'isa behema, now I know mihekish that they're not going to have tmuri either. Ve'ein mevi nesachim. Shimon said another chilik between kachay over the kechavim and kachay Yisrael is that a yid could be noider and noidev nesachim. There's something called the carbon nesachim. A guy doesn't have carbon nesachim. Tanu Rabbanon, Ezrach, it says in the parashah of nesachim, the word Ezrach, Ezrach means a yid, and we learn from there, Ezrach mevi nesachim, ve'eino evik echavim mevi nesachim. Yochel lo itehei lasoi tunu nesachim. I would have thought that if he's excluded from nesachim, that even when he brings a carbon that usually had nesachim with it, maybe he shouldn't have to bring the Sachin. There's a ribuy in the parish of Nesachin that's mar b'kachi of the Kachavim. So how do you reconcile it? You have a miut of kachi of the Kachavim in the parish of Nesachin. You have a ribuy of kachi of the Kachavim in the parish of Nesachin. The miut is that he doesn't have a carbon Nesachin. The ribuy is that his carbon has Nesachin coming along with it. So this was all Shitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon who holds that even though Oiv de Kechavim could be neither and neither karbonis, but at the same time, there's many exceptions to the rule. There's no pickle nice of a tame, there's no mi'ila, there's no tamura, they can't bring a carbon asachim. Rabbi Yossi argued. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said, Mechayev, and in the Braisa he said, Royani bekulon lahachmer. But it's the same sheet as Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yossi, Royani bekulon lahachmer. And then the Gemara said, Bamedvar mamur bekachim isbeach, going back to Rabbi Shimon, who said that there's no mi'ilah by kachim erdek echavim, that's only kachim mizbeach. But kachim erdek habayis, that's more chomer. Kachim erdek habayis, even the kachim of a goy, so if a goy is menadev lebedek habayis, that hektish is going to have mi'ilah. My timer, what's the reason for it? Usually you think kachim mizbeach is more chomer than kachim erdek habayis. So why is it that a goy's kachim mizbeach doesn't have mi'ilah, and a goy's kachim erdek habayis does have mi'ilah? So the Gemara says, it has nothing to do with chomer or kal. It's related to the source. My timer, what was the makar? We said that kachi avichavim doesn't have me'ilah. We don't exerish shava chet chet from truma. And being that goyim don't have truma, so too goyim don't have me'ilah either. It says the Gemara, if it's learned out from truma, it's only going to apply to kachim that's similar to truma. Dumi the truma. The kedusha kedushas aguf, aval kedushas bedek habayis, the kedushas damim loy. Kachim is beach, a kadosh kedushas aguf. That means the kedusha is intrinsic. It's chal in the guf. Kachi bedek habayis, not for now, is what's referred to as kaddish kedushas damim. Its value is kaddish, but we don't look at the guf as being kaddish. The nafkamina is that kachi mizbeach, he can't be poida. Kachi bedek habayis, he could be poida. So let's say somebody's menadev wood, $1,000 worth of wood, he wants us to go for bedek habayis, for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's chal kedusha on the wood. What if he decides, that, you know something, I want the wood for myself. Let me transfer the kedusha from the wood onto nechoshes. You could do that. Because the wood itself never really became Kaddish. It was just the value of the wood that became Kaddish. It's what's referred to as Kedushas Domim. Kachim Mizbeach is not that way. If you makdish a behemah, the guf of behemah now becomes Kaddish. Therefore, you can't be poided. Unless it gets a mum, then there's a concept of psuli hamikdashim. There is a halach of pidyon, but that's only given certain parameters. Ordinarily, you can't be poided. Truma is like Kedushas HaGuf. It's like Kachim Mizbeach. Because truma, the guf ha-truma becomes Kaddish. If someone's mafris truma, and then he says, you know, and instead of this corn being truma, let me transfer it to a different bushel. You can't do that because it's chal kedushas agav. So the Gemara says that being that the whole makar that there's no meila by kachay over the kechavim is the gzera shava from truma. So it only applies to kachim that's similar to truma. Truma is kedushas agav, so it only applies to hektish that's kedushas agav. That's kachim mizbeach. That's not going to be kachim bedek habayis. Tanu rabbanon dam shenitma v'zorkoi. If dam of a carbon became tame, so if dam of a carbon becomes tame, now let it do this zrika with the dam. What happens if the kohen went and he did this zrika anyways? He wasn't supposed to slap on the wrist, but he did it. Now what? Is the carbon a good carbon or is the carbon not a good carbon? That's this brisa. Dam shenitma v'zorkoi b'shoygik kortz. If the kohen did it, but he didn't realize that he was doing zrika with dam pasul. That loch is it's okay. Bemezid, if he did it bemezid loy hortza, it's not going to be okay. And Rashi tells us the rest of the story. The reason dam tame she zorka b'shoigig is meratza is because we know the tzitz had a special koyach to be meratza. So when the kohen wore the tzitz was meratza, and it's for that reason one of the koyches that the tzitz had was it somehow made dam tame that really shouldn't be meratza, meratza. And says Rashi, if the tzitz is meratza, it's going to be meratza whether it happened b'shoigi, whether it happened b'mezid. The tzitz doesn't discriminate between whether the zrika happened b'shoigi or the zrika happened b'mezid. And it says Rashi, for that reason, you have to say that when the Braisa says dam shenitma b'mezid loy hortza, it's only a knas midrabanan. But really midday raisa, there's going to be ritzoy. So the bottom line is, dam shenitma v'zorkoi, the halacha is, midday raisa, whether it happened b'mezid or whether it happened b'shoigig, the zrika is going to be meratza. The rabbanon canceled mezid, by shoigig, there was no reason to
consonants for that reason that b'shoygig d'aloch is hurts. This is all true b'yachid. When it comes to a carbon tzibur, ben b'shoygig, ben b'mezid hurts. It doesn't matter if it was b'shoygig b'mezid, it's always going to be meratza. What's the svara? Because the chachamim didn't impose a knas on the tzibur. On a yachid, you impose a knas. On a tzibur, you don't impose a knas. And being that really me'ikar adin, the tzitz is meratz, even if it happened b'mezid, because again, the tzitz doesn't discriminate. So even if it happened b'mezid, it's just by a carbon yachid, there's a knas. By a carbon tzibur, there's no knas. What about the carbon of a guy? That's why this is an hour sugya. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, lo yhortza. Doesn't matter if it happened b'shoigig, if it happened b'mezid, either way, it's not going to be meratza. Ru rabbanu k'mei d'rapapa. So rabbanu said this over to rapapa. They told him this braisa, and he said, k'man, the like Rabbi Yossi. It's not like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon who said that there's so many differences between kachay ovda k'chavim and kachay Yisrael. So, rack this up as another nafgamina between Kachi Yisrael and Kachi Yerdi Kechavim. Kachi Yisrael, there's a concept of the tzitz being meratza. By Kachi Yerdi Kechavim, there is no tzitz. But according to Rabbi Yossi that said, Roya ani bekulan lahachmer, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah who was mechayev l'chur, there's no reason that there should be a chilek as it relates to the tzitz. But the Gemara says, it's not muchach. Maybe this Bryce is going to give me a coin trap. Shani Hossam, when it comes to the tzitz, it's different. The Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, Lohem, and we darshan Lohem, but Lohem, the Kacham. So what's the context? Vahoya, Mitzach Aharon, Venosa Aharon, Savoyna, Kotchem, Ashiyakdishu, Bnei Yisrael, Lohomatnes, Kotchem, Vahoya, Al Mitzchoy, Tomil, Rotzen, Lohem. Lohem, who's they? They is Klal Yisrael. So even Rabbi Yossi is going to be moida that it's Tafka, Kotch Yisrael, when it comes to the Ritzu of the tzitz, not Kotch of the Amalir. If you want to go down this road and you want to darshin lahem, then l'chur Rabbi Yossi should have to darshin the words asher heim makdishim hachinami heim v'lo oivde kechavim. It says heim, who's they? They is obviously referring to the Bnei Yisrael, and it says that in the parasha of Tumah. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the laws of Tumah apply to kachi oivde kechavim just as they apply to Kachi Yisrael. And the emphasis of Rabbi Yossi would darshin heim, so you would have no Tumah by kachi oivde kechavim. Based on the Gzeir Shavu, you would have Noiser, you would have no Pigal either. Rabbi Yossi said clearly, as it relates to Pigal, Noiser, and Tomei, it's in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Mechayev. So if you darshan Lahem and say that even though Kachi Yavdi comes like Kachi Yisrael, still there's a Chilak as it relates to the Ritzah that sits, shouldn't you darshan Haim also? So the Gemara says, Alam Ravashi, Al Makra. You're right. It has nothing to do with Haim. Because if you darshan Haim, you have to darshan Lahem. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that. But at the same time, I still maintain my position that Rabbi Yossi would agree that there's a chiluk between Kachi Yisrael and Kachi Yerdi Kechavim as it relates to the tzitz. How does he know that? If Rabbi Yossi holds ordinarily, there's no chiluk. Why here is there a chiluk? A makra l'rotzon lahem. Because what was the concept of the tzitz? What the tzitz did was, the tzitz said that even though the carbon wasn't brought properly, but still we're merutzah by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of l'rotzon. There's a certain ritzoy. Oivdei Kechavim lav nei hartzon. But Oivdei Kechavim not nei hartzon. They can bring karbonos, they could be noideh, they could be noideh, but at the end of the day, they're never going to be Merutza by Hashem. I mean, they're never Merutza by Hashem, so they're excluded from the whole concept of what the tzitz is. It's not the word Lohem that it says in the parasha of the tzitz that makes the Kachay Oivdei Kechavim excluded from the halachas and the powers of the tzitz. It's that they are completely not shaykh to what the tzitz does. The whole idea, the whole power of the tzitz is about l'rotzlin. And being that they are not Bnei Hartzah, for that reason they're excluded from these halachas. Excel. So either way, so we have a Gemara, a whole Amid Gemara that discusses Kotche Oivdei Kechavim. So a few Ha'aras. Number one. So one of the things that the Mishnah mentioned doesn't apply to Kotche Oivdei Kechavim is Hasheichtan Bechutz Pater. I saw that Rabbi Shulam David, Halevi, Zolzang Gesund, in his Shiurim asked a Kasha on the Torah's Koyanim in Parashas Achrimos. The Torah's Koyanim is discussing the halachas of Shchutei Chutz. And the Parash of Shchutei Chutz, which is in Parashas Achrimos, begins, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Dabra al Ahanroi, Vel Bono, Vel Kol Bnei Yisrael, Viyomart Aleim, Zeh Hadov Asha Tziv Hashem Lemer. Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Asha Yishchat Shoyroi Kesef, or Yis Bamachane. If a Yid is going to go, and he's going to take a shor, Kesef, or Yis, he's going to take an animal. That's hektish. And he's going to shecht it outside of the Azara. Shchutei Chutz says the Torah of Nichrusa is going to be Chayiv Koris. And then there's another parasha that says the same thing, not regarding Shchita, but regarding Halah, Haktar. And the Gemara says it doesn't mean Dafka Haktar, it means
means Rika. There's a whole list of avoidas that if a person would do with hektish, bachutz, what does bachutz mean? Outside of the makam hamikdash, outside of the hazara, the halach is, he would be chayiv kar. Says the Torah's Kohenim, B'nei Yisrael chayovin mishum ha-shoichet v'hamayla b'chutz, ve'en ha-nochrin chayovin mishum ha-shoichet v'hamayla b'chutz. The Torah's Kohenim darshins, from the word B'nei Yisrael, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, that it's only B'nei Yisrael that are chayiv in the parish of Chutz, but Oivdei Kechavim are not chayiv in Chutz. And Reb David asked, that what was the Havamina? Why do you need a Pasuk, a Drosha, a Teres Kenim, a Brisa to tell me that Goyim don't have the parish of Chutz? Why would you think that the Goyim should have the parish of Chutz? Of course the Goyim don't have the parish of Chutz. The Torah was given Li Yisrael, so why would there be a Havamina? Our sugya, said Rav David, I understand. Our sugya is discussing where a guy was makdish something, so right now it's chal hektish. So yesh lachgar, if a yid would go and take that kachin and he would shecht it bachutz, would he be chayiv or would he not be chayiv? That's something that makes perfect sense. But as it relates to this halacha right here, where the guy is the one that shechted bachutz, why would there even be a Havamina that a guy that shechts bachutz should be chayiv? So Rav David has a very Lundisha Mahalach beyond the scope of what we do, two dinim, as you would expect, in Kotche Oivdei Kechavim, but the Inkamakhavim. I was thinking maybe to Shtaltzu a Meshachachma, which is really three Meshachachmas. And that is that the Sefri says on the Pasik in Parashas Re'eh. So the Pasik says, Hishomer Lecha Pentala Oiloi Secha Bechol Mokai Mashatir. Sefri says that if a yid has to be careful, and he can't just bring karbonis wherever he wants to bring karbonis. It's this same theme, this idea of chutz, that once upon a time there was a heter bonus, but once yidin came to Eretz Yisrael, once there was a beis hamikdash, there was a parish of shchutei chutz, and alos chutz. So you went from being able to bring a carbon in your backyard to it being one of the worst things you could possibly do. If a yid goes and he brings a carbon bachutz, he's chayiv karbs. Says the Sefri, hishomer lecha b'loy saseh. Pentala oiloi secho bichomokim ashetire. This iser is only true if it's a place that you yourself are going to identify that you want to go ahead and bring a carbon. It's going to be bichomokim ashetire. Avo, what would be if a Navi would come and a Navi would say that it's okay to go bring this carbon machutz? In that case, being that it's not mokim ashetire, it's not a place that you decided to bring a carbon, but rather you're acting al pi das teira, you're doing it because a Navi told you to do it. In that case, you're not going to be over there, sir. Avo mala ato bechol mokim sheyoymer lecha hanavi kederech shehele Eliyahu b'har ha-karmel. And there was a ma'aseh shehayah, there's precedence for that. Eliyahu b'har ha-karmel, they brought karbonis. Har ha-karmel, supposed to bring karbonis on the harabayis, not on har ha-karmel. It was halas chutz. But the reason it was okay is because it wasn't b'chol mokim ashetireh. It wasn't a place that the yidden themselves decided to do it. They were doing it al pi ha'iras navi. And being that it's al pi ha'iras navi, it's learned that from b'chol mokim ashetireh, avol mayla ato b'chol mokim shiyem l'cha navi kiderech shehel eliyo b'har ha-karmel. And the Brisker Rav in the Ksavim, and the Ritziv right here in his Pirish on the Sefri, and Rameh Simcha in a classic Meshachachm and Parshas Re'eh, they all ask the same kasha. You need a pasuk to tell me that Eliyahu Harikamel was okay. The Gemara says in Masech Tzivam Estav Tzadik, it's learned out from a pasuk, Elov Tishmam. You have to listen to what a Navi tells you. Even if a Navi tells you to be over al echod mi divrei Torah, it doesn't matter, you still listen to him. But Rasha, it's okay to listen to a Navi, even if he tells you to be mevatel davim in HaTorah. It's a fake. The Achroinim, the Gedoyli, Gedoyli Achroinim, why do you need a Sefri, a special limud, to tell me that when it comes to Allah's Chutz, Eliyahu b'har ha-karmel was okay? Because it says that he shamel lecha petaloi lisech b'chol mokim ashetireh. You found, you decided some frivolous idea that Zaranga fell in the ninth cup that you want to bring it. That's when it's awesome. Oh, but if you're doing it, al pi ha'iras navi, k'Eliyahu b'har ha-karmel, then it's okay. I need a pasuk for that? I know Elof Tishmam, the same Elof Tishmam that says that if a Navi would tell you to be Mechal Shabbos or to eat Nevelos Betrefus, as long as it's Bahira Shah, it's something that would be okay. So Lechura, based on that, you should think that this should be okay as well. Says Rameh Simcha Adavar Nifra. He says that if you look in the Pesukim of Parashas Achrimais, when the Torah tells you the halacha of Shchutei Chutz, the Torah gives us a reason for it. The Torah doesn't usually reveal to us the Tam Mitzvah, but over here the Torah does. The Torah says, you know why it's so important to be careful when it comes to the idea of chutz? The reason is it's a harchaka. The whole concept of shchutei chutz is a harchaka. It's a harchaka so that people shouldn't shecht the goats. Who are these goats? So if you look at Targum Unkelus, Targum says, The Seirim were the Shadim. So the people that used to worship the devil, the Shadim, said they believed that the goat was the living embodiment of a Shin Dalit. And that's why they used to use as their symbol of their deity, it was a goat. And that's what the Torah is saying. Don't shecht kachem b'chutz, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to start traveling down a very slippery slope. You're going to start off by shechting kachem b'chutz, and the next thing you know, you're going to be shechting avodah zara. So the iser of shechutei chutz is a harchaka. It's a harchaka for what? It's a harchaka for avodah zara. It says, Ramei Simcha Gevaldik. We know the Gemara says that elav tishmam, you have to listen to anything a Navi tells you to do. Everything with one exception. What's the exception? Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara is an exception to the rule. It doesn't matter who tells you to be Oved Avodah Zara. You're never allowed to be Oved Avodah Zara. There's no mitzvah of Elof Tishma. So it says Ramei Simcha, being that Shchutei Chutz is related to Avodah Zara, it's a harchok, it's a shmir of Avodah Zara. So Solgadai Dechamina, I would have thought that just like you don't listen to a Navi when it comes to Avodah Zara, the mitzvah of Elof Tishman doesn't apply. So maybe there's no mitzvah of Elof Tishman when it comes to Shchutei Chutz either. Kamash Malonit Asifri. That's why you have a special drush of a Chomokam Ashatira that what happened by Yoh Harakama was okay. Don't make that mistake. Don't think that it's related to the Aloch of Avodah Zara. There'd be good mockum to think it. Kamash Malon, that's something that's going to be okay. Just two related Meshachachmas, classic Meshachachmas that I think are worth telling too. Number one, Mei Simcha says in Parshas Shoftim, I think, he says that why is it that Avodah Zara is different? That means if a Navi would come and tell you to eat Nevelos and Trefis, you listen to the Navi. But if the Navi tells you to be Eved Avodah Zara by Rasha, you don't listen. What's the difference? My chazis. What's the difference? It says Mei Simcha, very simple. It says the reason if a Navi would tell you to eat Nevelos and Trefis, you listen, is because when, how did the Yidden know you now eat Nevelos and Trefis? They heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. So in other words, it's Moshe's word against the Navi's word. But there's a concept that you heard from the Navi not to do it. Now you're hearing from a Navi who's Becheskas Navi, obviously. He has to be Iska Halton as a Navi. But once we establish that he's a Navi, he's telling you, yeah, to do it. So there's an idea that the words of this Navi can Behira Asha temporarily override what we heard from the Navi with the Hey Ayudia, Moshe Rabbeinu. But as it relates to Avodah Zara, Anoichi V'lo Yielecha Mipi HaGvura Shamanim. So says Ramei Simcha, that's not the Navi's word against Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we're ready, it's Mipi HaGvura. Mipi HaGvura, that is no Eitzah. There's no way I feel by Rasha to be able to override that idea. Ramei Simcha says something else fascinating. This is in Parashas Achrimos. He says that we know that when the Yidden, before the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they weren't allowed to eat Basar Taiva. What's Basar Taiva? I mean, you couldn't have a steak dinner. So once they entered Eretz Yisrael, then it was okay for them to eat Basar Taiva. But before they entered Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't okay for them to eat. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, but they weren't allowed to eat Basar Taiva until they entered Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason? So Ramei Simcha, this is classic. It says Ramei Simcha, I'm going to explain the reason to you based on a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin discusses a very mysterious pasuk in Sefer Ezra. The pasuk says that Ezra, in the times of Ezra, the Yidden were mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. Asher lo yasu mimois b'Yeshua Benun. And it was a very big chiddush because it was something that they hadn't done from the times of Yeshua Benun. Listen to the pasuk. It's actually Nehemiah Perikhes, right? Nehemiah is part two of Ezra. Vayasu kol hakol hashavim min hashevi sukkos. Vayeshvu basukkos. Ki lo yasu mimei Yeshua Benun kein b'nei Yisrael ad hayom hazeh. Vati simcha gedoyla me'od. Fake the Gemara. Whoa. Really? They didn't? No one sang a sukkah? From Yeshua Ben Nun, you know how many years that was? What, 500, 1,000 years later? 800-900 years later? Up until Ezra, nobody sat in a sukkah. How is that even possible? Says the Gemara, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. What they did in the times of Ezra was not a sin in a sukkah. They were always sitting in sukkahs. They protected the Yidden, did the Chachamim in the times of Ezra, the same way a sukkah protects the Yidden from the sun. What did they do? They davened, they were mevat the Yetzahara of Avodah Zara. And being that they were mevat the Yetzahara of Avodah Zara, now the Yidden were protected because the Achilles heel of Klal Yisrael was no longer a factor. And as a result, they were suddenly protected, like the sukkah. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, there was a taina on every single leader in Klal Yisrael, dating back to Yeshua Ben Nun. Why didn't they do the same thing? Why did we need a churban beis hamikdash and a galus bavel and an anshei knesset hagdolah in Ezra to be machzer haTorah liYoshna to go now and daven to be mevati yitzar v'avodah zara? Why didn't Yeshua Ben Nun do it? Why didn't David HaMelech do it? Why didn't Shlomo HaMelech do it? So there was a taina on every single leader in Klal Yisrael going back to Yeshua Ben Nun. Frank, the Gemara, the obvious question: why are you only going back to Yishuv Menon. Why are we going back to Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara, there's no time on Moshe. You know why? Because Moshe didn't have schus of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was never in Eretz Yisrael. And being that Moshe wasn't ever in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have the ability. His tefillah would have never had the potency. It would have never had the koyach to go ahead and be mevatel leyitzar v'dizor. It's dafka from Yishuv Menon forward. He had the koyach at tefillah of schus of Eretz Yisrael. He maybe could have piled, and therefore there was a taina why he didn't. Why didn't he at least try? But on Moshe Rabbeinu there's no taina, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a chutzlis. I mean, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a chutzlis. We always speak out from a tzaddik hakoyim. A tzaddik says that the first brach in Berachas Hamazon is belashin nistar hazana soilam kulay betuvay bechem bechem who noisin lachav lechabazar kila oilam chazdai. And then the second bracha is Noida Lecha Hashem Elokeinu Al Shen Chalta. Now already you're talking straight to Hashem. The first bracha is belashin nistar. The second bracha is Belashin Neuchach. Tzadik HaKoyin says in Tzidkas HaTzadik, because who was Mechaber the first bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Gemara Masech this bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu, when the man fell, he was Mesakin Birchas Hazan. Moshe Rabbeinu never kept Eretz Yisrael. He was in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, it says, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin, you can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Belashin Neuchach. You don't have that koyach. It was Dafka, Yeshua Benon, who came into Eretz Yisrael. He already, his tefillah was Al Shen Chalta Lavi Seinu. Mamish Dvarim Lefarim. Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says, that's why you find Hashem told Moshe, you can't look at me. Kilo Yirani Adam V'chai. Says Rav Tzadik, and every single year, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, would go up to Eretz Yisrael, Shalosh Pamim Vashana Yeirah Kol Schorcha, Kederich Shabal Lirois, Kach Bal Lirois. Says Rav Tzadik, it's unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kilo Yirani Adam V'chai. But even the Pashat Yid was able to go up and be over rego, Yeirah Kol Schorcha. He says, yeah, that's the Koyach of Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua Benon had Schusid Eretz Yisrael. There was a time on Yeshua Benon. Says Rameir Simcha Yuvahalik. He says, when the Yidden were in Chutz La'aretz, when they were still in the Midbar, they had to have major protections against the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. You know why? Because there was nothing they could have done to overcome the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So there was a halacha of Shchutei Chutz, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim l'seirim, and there was another halacha. You know what the other halacha was? You can't even eat basa taiva. You can't even buy a grill, put it on your back porch, and make a barbecue. Because you're going to come to Avodah Zarah. That's how far the Harkaka was. Even Basa Taif, once he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, then they already had a trick. You know what the eighth option was? They could always exercise that option, which says, go daven, be mevach li Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, and you'll be done with the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Being that there was a way out, there was a way out of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. What was the way out? Tefillah. Now, there was a time that the Manhikim didn't do it. But theoretically, in a perfect world, when they were set up the system, there was a way out of it, so they didn't need such a stark archaka. That's why, at that point, Basa Taiva was already going to be okay. It was Davka Shchutei Chutz that was going to be awesome. Classic Meshachachal. But either way, so what comes out, what emerges from all this raid is the Davan Naira. And that is that Shchutei Chutz is very closely related to Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, "V'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim l'seirim," and that's why Rameir Simcha says that there would have been a havamina that if a navi would tell you, like Eliyahu bar HaKarmel, go bring korbanos b'chutz, there's no elof tishmon, because that maybe is like Avodah Zarah. We don't have that mitzvah. Fize, maybe that's pshat in Teres Kayanim. Teres Kayanim brings a limud in the parish of Shchutei Chutz to tell me that Bnei Yisrael are muzar and Shchutei Chutz, but Ovdei Kechavim are muzar and Shchutei Chutz. And Reb David in Shir asked, "What's the? Why would you think that a goy should be muzar and Shchutei Chutz?" Teretz is very simple, because a goy has Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Avodah Zarah. So if a goy has Avodah Zarah, so maybe the goy also needs the Archaka. Maybe he also has the V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evcheim L'Seir Ma'asherim Zoyne Ma'acherim. Tamash Malon, that even though you would have thought that maybe it's included in Avodah Zarah, it's not included in Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's going to be excluded. Either way, we'll save the second artist. Like the Mishnah Vayter. Dvarim she'ein, it's only 33 minutes. Dvarim she'ein chayovin aleihem mishum pigol, chayovin aleihem mishum noisar u'mishum tamei. So we had a Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, that discussed limitations to the halachas of pigol. And that is, the only time you chayiv karis for eating a kezayis of a carbon pigol is if you're eating a dover sheyesh le matirim, bein lo adam bein lo mizbech. Dumi yudashlamim, but it has to be a dover sheyesh le matirim. For example, basar, emurin, loik shemen shal truman, nischeyayin, loik is from meir, the chachamim. But it has to be a dover sheyesh le matirim. But if it's a dover sheyin le matirim, such as the koimitz and the levoina and the dam and the minchas chayte, there was a whole list of examples of dvarim sheyin le matirim, you don't have the halacha. Says the Mishnah, all those things that don't have pigol because they're not dvarim sheyesh le matirim, chayavin aleim, mishum noiser, or mishum tamei. They're going to have the laws of noiser and the laws of tamei. Even though pigol, noiser, and tamei, they usually come together. In this case, they're not together. Pigel on one side, Noisra and Tami on the other side. Chutz min Adam. Stating that, there is an example of a Dover that it won't have the laws of Noisra and Tami either. That's Dam, and that's going to be the subject of tomorrow's Daf. Reb Shimon Mechayev. Reb Shimon says, no, you are Chayev. B'dover Shadarki Lechel. Only if it's a Dover Shadarki Lechel. Abel Eitzim V'al Avoyno. Fak Toiris In Chayev Ol Mishum Tome. And we'll see Pshat and Reb Shimon as well. Zok Tegemar Tanu Rabbanon. A Brais. Yochel Lo Yu Chayev Mishum Tome. El Adav Sheesh Anat Tirin Bein Lo'on Bein Lo'mezbeach. I would have thought, in Svara, it would seem logical, it would seem to make sense to think that just like by Pigel, there's a halacha of you're only chayev kares if you eat a dovah sheyesh lematirim. Maybe the same should be true b'tum v'dinu, and I'll tell you why it makes sense. Ma pigol she bikfia, ma duch pigol, which is bikfia, meaning if somebody eats pigol b'shoigig, he would have to bring a karban chatas. How do we know that? Because it's a dovah shezloin a kares. Anytime you do a dovah shezloin a kares b'shoigig, you bring a karban chatas. And what kind of karban chatas would you bring? A chatas kavua. Meaning it would be the same chatas whether you're an usher, whether you're a dal, or whether you're bedali dalas. Regardless of your financial status, it's going to be the same carbon. There are a handful of chatois that bring oyla v'yayred, meaning the carbon, the sugha carbon, depends on the matzav of the bala carbon. Pigel's not one of them. So madach pigel she bikviya, it has a chumrah that its chatas is a chatas kavua, ubi yediyah achas. Additionally, it only requires one yediyah. In order to be chayiv chatas, you just have to be aware that you did an aver b'shoigig. But as long as you're aware now that you did an aver b'shoigig, yediyah achas, that's enough to be mechayev. Additionally, you don't find anywhere that a carbon that was brought with a machsheves pigel should be mutter. There's no, every single carbon in the world that was brought with a machsheves pigel should be chayev. So three chumras. Number one, chatas kavua. Number two, yediyah achas. Number three, lehutah mechlola. And still you see it has a kula in chayev and all of the other v'sheyesh amatim made all the men of mezbeach. Only time you chayev, karis if you ate a kezayis of pigel, that's a dovah sheyesh matirim tumah shiba oil v'yoyre tumah, which doesn't have those three chumras. To the contrary, kulas. Number one, it's not a chatos kavua; it's an oil v'yoyre. Number two, shtei yedias. That's the first mishnah mesachta shvuas. The only time you ever bring a carbon chatos for yedias atoma is if there was a yedia betchila, meaning you knew you were a tame, and then you forgot. Oops, there was a halama, and then you had a yediyah again. That's the only time you bring the karban chatas. So you need shtei yediyahs. V'hut shel michlala, and you have a kula by tumah that sometimes it's mutter. When tumah hutcher betzibur, tumah tchuy betzibur. So you have kulois. It's a more kula de gaparsha tumah than pigel. Einu din sheini chayv el adav sheish matir bein adam inu. Then certainly you should have the kula that the only time you should have to bring a carbon, or that the laws of tumah should only apply to kachin that has matirim. Stating that's not the halacha. Why not? Talmud Loima Asher Hei Makdishimli. It says in the parashah of Tumah, the words Asher Hei Makdishimli, it's extra, it's l'rabbis, that you're going to be chayif at Tumah, even if it's not a dova, sheyesh l'matim. Yochel miyad. I would have thought, okay, so you're telling me that all kachim that becomes Tumah has the halachis of Tumah. I would have thought that the halacha of Tumah should be true miyad. Talmud Loima Yikrav. So it says in the pasuk, Emor Aleim L'doiroi Seichem Kol Ish Asher Yikrav Mikol Zarachem Just one thing, by the way, we should have spoken this out in the Mishnah. When we say Tumah in this sugya, we're talking about the person was Tumah, not the Kachim itself was Tumah. So the person himself was Tumah. Okay. So the pasuk over there says that if somebody is Tumah and he is going to come close, Ashe Yikrav, Mikol Zarachem, El HaKotchim, in that state, the halach is, he's going to be Chayiv Kars. Amar Rabbi Loz, B'chiesh Negeishu Chayiv. Is that true? If somebody's Tamei and he touches Kotchim, is he Chayiv? The only time you Chayiv Kars, if you're Tamei and you come in contact with Kotchim, is if you eat it. But just by touching, you're not. El Ma Tamadome Yikrav, what does Yikrav mean? Behuch Shali Karim. Yikrav is not defining the act that the Tamei did to be mechayiv and karis, but rather it's defining the kachim itself. The kachim had to be yikrav. What does that mean? It's ready to be kariv. It's hukshali kariv. So it doesn't have to be a dovash yesh lematirim, but it has to be ready to be hukrav. So if it's a yesh lematirim, then you need the matirim. So for example, if it's basar, the only time someone that's tummy that eats basar is going to be chayiv kachim is if this rika was done. Because there's a tenai of yikrav, which means behuchshali karev, that right now the basa, you're ready to do what you're supposed to do with it, which would mean by definition that the matirim were brought. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be a davashayish matirim. So if it's enlay matirim, such as the kaimetz, once it's hukdash bekli, then it's going to be kosher. Meaning that although there's no tanai of yesh lematir when it comes to tumah, but there is a tanai that it has to be hukshali karev. So chabsan afgamina, that if it's a davar sheyesh lematirim, you would have needed the matirim to have been brought. But it doesn't have to be a davar sheyesh lematirim. If it's a davar sheyesh lematirim, it's still going to be subject to the halachas. Either way, so the Mishnah said that dvarim she'in chayav alei mishum pigol, chayav alei mishum noisim mishum tameh, and we brought a makar for tameh. What's the makar? It says, asher heim makdishim li, and even though you would have thought, kal v'chaymer from pigol, doesn't matter. It doesn't work that way. Pigol, there's a tnai, dumi l'shlamim, that it has to be a davash eishlam matirim, but when it comes to tumanat, ashkechon tumah, noisim in olon, how about noisir? The Mishnah mentioned tumah and noisir. So it says the Gemara, asi chilo chilo mi tumah. I learned noisir with exeris shava, chilo chilo from tumah. Freak the Gemara, v'leilef, avoy mi pigol. How do I know to learn noiser gzereshaver from tuma and tell me there's no halacha of davar sheyesh lematir? Maybe learn noiser gzereshaver from pigol and tell me that there is halacha. So the Gemara says mistabra havali lemelav. It makes sense to learn noiser from tuma shekein gezel simen, because they have three things in common. Gezel is an acronym. What are the three things that they have in common? The gimel stands for guf. Noiser is a psul haguf, and tuma is a psul haguf. The person became tamei. The kachin became noiser, as opposed to pigol. That all happens in the world, in the olam ha-machshava. Additionally, zayin noiser v'toma ein zrika sadam mevi'asam l'dei psalam. Reading Rashi, pigol is related to zrika. Karvu kamatirav. Pigol is zrika dig, as opposed to noiser and toma have nothing to do with zrika. And then finally, the lamid, they both say chilo. The Torah mentions the word chilo when it talks about noiser, and the Torah mentions the word chilo when it says the tumah. So they have those three things in common. That's why we learn the gzeira shava noiser from tumah, not noiser from pigol. But the Gemara says adirabba mi pigol havalei lemelav. I think you can learn out from pigol shekein, because they have things in common too. Hutter is the first one. Number one, pigol is not ever hutter michlalei. Noiser is not hutter michlalei. In contrast to tumah. Tzitz. There's no concept of ritzui tzitz when it comes to pigol. You can't bring a carbon to pigol and say, it doesn't matter because there was a tzitz. You can't say the carbon's nicer, but don't worry because there was a tzitz. Tumah, we just learned it. There's the concept of the tzitz being meratza. Tahar, they're both tahar, as opposed to tameh, which by definition is tameh. Bizman, they're both related to zman. Noiser means you left it beyond its man. Pigol means you thought chutz l'zmaneh. And karev, in both cases, we're dealing with the davar akarev. Noiser, it's the Basur that became noiser, pigol, the flesh became pigol, as opposed to tumah, we said the person himself was tameh. And says the Gemara, by the way, the hani inefficient, my list is bigger than your list. So based on that, it certainly makes sense to learn the gzeir shavah from pigol, not to learn the gzeir shavah from tumah. So again, we know that by pigol there's aloha dov yeshu matirim. We know that when it comes to tumah, there's no aloha dov yeshu matirim. Ashay makish is marma. What about noiser? So there's gzeir shavah between noiser and pigol. Do you going to tell me one is more which one is more daimit to? It's more daimit to pigol. Because it's a longer list. The Gemara says, "Element the Tani Levi, nine chapter psuls mana kosem adaber." How do you know that when the Torah says "Ashei makdishim li," that pasuk that was marba even a davar she'in lematirim tadalachos of tumah? How do you know that it's not only talking about tumah? How do you know that it's talking about noiser as well? Talmud loymer v'lo yechalulu. It could have said v'lo yechalu. Why the extra lamed? So I have a riboy gufa in the same exact pasuk that tells me that tumah applies even to a davar she'ein lo matirim. I know that noiser applies to a davar she'ein lo matirim as well. So just one final ha'ara, and that is that this morning we spoke out a ha'ara from the Brisker Rav, the Griz in stencils. The Gemara had discussed the halacha regarding someone that a kohen is bringing the chatois ha'pnimiyos. So it's machlokes Rav Shimon ben the Chachamim, whether you can have a machsheves pigol b'shas l'chatois ha'pnimis. Said Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, that even according to the Chachamim that hold that you could be mefagol b'shas l'chatois ha'pnimis, but it's only if the avoda that's being done is chutz l'heichel, and you're being mechashiv about something that's going down chutz l'heichel as well. So for example, he's doing the shechita in the Azara, and he's thinking about the Akhtaras Emurim that's out of the Azara. But if the Kayin was in the heichel while he had the machshava, he was doing the hazois on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, for example, or he was thinking about doing the hazois in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there was a tzad pnim, then you're not going to have the halacha. And the Gemara said, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav, halacha kurabalaza, sha'amar mishum Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav Shreid. He said, halacha? Hilchas al Mashiach? Why are you telling me the halacha? It's not a gay of the halacha right now. When's it going to be the gay of the halacha? When Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, Nabi will tell us what we need to know, what we don't need to know. Tishbi, Yataritz, Kushiz, Ve'abayis. At that point, we'll know what the halacha is. So why do you have to tell me what the halacha is? It's the Hilchas al Mashiach. So we spoke out that the Brisker Rav asked that
Why is it a Hilchas of Mashiach? The Rambam paskins in Perek Vav Hilchas Beis HaPchira that even though Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'loi Kitchel L'Asad Lovei, that's only with regards to Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael as it relates to Trumas and Maisers. But as it relates to Kedusha's Yerushalayim Ubeis HaMikdash, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asad Lovei. And the Rambam says, L'fichach makrivin kol ha-karbonos kulon afa b'shein bayis. You can bring karbonos afa b'shein bayis. If that's the case, it comes out that there's not a hilchas of mashicha. It's very relevant. You could bring all the karbonos afa b'shein bayis. So we said that the Briskarov said that it's true. The Rambam holds makrivin afa b'shein bayis. But that would only be true for karbonos that were brought in Mizbech HaChitza. For karbonos that were brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi, there that halacha is not going to be true. Why not? So we spoke at the Chesh because there's five karbonos that were brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi. There was the Par Koy Mashiach, the Par Helm Davashal Tzibur, the Sir Avodus Kechavim, the Par Yom Kippurim, and the Sar Lasha. The Par Koy Mashiach can't be brought Bizman Azeh because the Gemara Masechta Torah says that it needs or Koyun Gadol that was Meshuach, B'Shem and HaMishcha. We don't have the Shem and HaMishcha. The Par Helm Davashal Tzibur and the Sir Avodus Kechavim was Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Dinan Aveir, B'Shoigig, Al Pi Hayraz Bezdin HaGadol. We don't have a Bezdin HaGadol. And we're not going to have a Bezdin HaGadol until Mashiach comes because in order to have members, Chavrei HaBezdin, they would have to be Musmachim Ishmi Piyishma, Moshe Rabbeinu, and we lost the link, we lost the chain of smicha. As a result, that's something that's not going to be passed. And besides, all three of those Karbonos are not Karbonos Tzibur that are brought bizman kavua, or karbonos chayva that are brought bizman kavua, and as a result, there's a problem of tumah. We're all tmei meis until the next parah aduma. The next parah aduma is going to come when Mashiach comes, as I state in Chazal. So the bottom line is, until Mashiach comes, we're not going to be able to get out of our issues with being tmei meis. As it relates to the parah Yom Kippurim and the sar that was brought Lashem, those were karbonos sibur. Being that the karbonos sibur, you have the halach of tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. You don't have a problem with the carbon being brought b'tumah. Additionally, you didn't need to be the kohen gadol that was meshuach b'shem and hamishcha. By yesheni, there was no shem and hamishcha, and still the kohen gadol would go to the kodesh hakodashim and do the avodah on Yom Kippur. But at the same time, there's going to be an issue. Said the Briskarov, because the Mishnah says Masechta Sanhedrin Dabeis Amin Aleph Ein Mamidim Kohen Gadol El Api Bezin Shal Shivim Vechad. So you might need the bezin hagadol in order to have a kohen gadol. You don't have a kohen gadol. A beautiful cheshvin that's brought down and grizz and stencils. As we mentioned this morning, if you want to see the expanded version of it, you can look at Rav Meshulam David Halevi's Shiurim. He explains it beautifully in Betuvtam. I saw in the Sefer Mishmar Halevi. So the Sefer Mishmar Halevi is actually an expanded edition of it on the Sechtes Vachim. That's really beautiful. A lot of lumbus and geschmacks. It was written by Rav Moshe Mordechai Halevi Schulzinger, Zecher Tzadik Livrach. He was one of the big Goyimim that lived in Bnei Brak. He was a Talmud of Ritzkerov. And he brings here that he wrote a letter to Rav David. Said that he saw in the grizzen stencils this cheshbon that the Briskarov said that the Gemara calls this halacha hilchas al mashicha, even though the Rambam paskins makriv and afal pisha ein bayis, because the Gemara is dealing specifically with chatois apnimiyos, that was the halacha, and chatois apnimiyos are not shaykh, and the Briskarov had a whole convoluted cheshbon. He worked out each one of the five chatois apnimiyos why it's not negay. So Rav Schulzinger asked Rav David, why did Briskarov say more pasha? The Gemara said in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, we spoke about it last week, nifchasa tikras ha-heichel lo-yoyah maza, that if the tikra the heichel caved in, if there was no roof on top of the heichel, you couldn't be maza, because it says, al pesach ha-yomay, there's no ha-yomay. So Rav Schulzinger said, say more pasha. I like the mahalach of the Briskarov. Perfect. But why did the Briskarov just say very simple? That being that the halacha that Rabbi Lazar said Mishum Yisrael was negated, even though makriv and afal pisha in bayis is true, that's all true as it relates to mizbech achitzoy, because mizbech achitzoy doesn't require bayis. But the Gemara says before on that man that mizbech apnimi does need bayis. I mean that mizbech apnimi does need bayis. So it's for that reason it should have been so posh. It's Rav David told Rav Schulzinger back the raid that we spoke out last week. Mentioned last week that the Briskarov asked the Kasha that the Rambam brings the halacha of nifchas atikras ha-heichel. But where does the Rambam bring it? He doesn't bring it in Hilchas Maaser Karbonos. He doesn't bring it in Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim. The Rambam brings the halacha in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Now it's Negei Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur there were two of the five chatois apnimiyos were born in Yom Kippur. But the Briskarov asked, why did the Rambam only bring out Yom Kippur? So we spoke it out more barichas, but bekitzer, what the Briskarov said, because although it's true, nifchas atikras ha-heichel lehoya maza, that just means that the Mizbeach didn't have a din Mizbeach apnimi anymore. But it doesn't mean that it didn't have a din Mizbeach. Nifchas atikras ha-heichel was ma'akev in the shame heichel. So you want to know if this Mizbeach is a Mizbeach HaPnimi, it can't be Mizbeach HaPnimi. Because for that, it has to have the tikra on top of it. Nifchas HaTikras HaHechel, it doesn't have the roof. It's not a Mizbeach HaPnimi. Oh, but Mizbeach it is. L'may nafgemina, you could be Mekayim Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah. Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, it's going to be. So Petzkerov said the reason the Rambam didn't bring it regarding the ordinary Chatois HaPnimi is because for that, Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, we paskin as Kim Kayimah Dami. It's Tavkin, Hilchas HaVidus Yom HaKippurim, where everything on Yom Kippur was Ma'akiv, because Chukuk Sibbe. So there's Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, is Lav Kim Kayimah Dami. So it was only Negeya over there. So Rav David told Rav Schulzinger back that no, Mach Statois. Because this halach, it's true, is discussing Chatois HaPnimi. But today there's a concept of Chatois HaPnimi, because you can Mekayim the Chatois HaPnimi al Yedei Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah. We paskin Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah is Kim Kayimah Dami. So just because it's Nifchas HaTikras HaHechel doesn't necessarily, you can't have an Amizbeach. It's still Negeya the Chatois HaPnimi. It's Negeya Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah. So Rav David told Rav Schulzinger, that's why the Rav didn't say that. You want to tell me it's not Negeya today Chatois HaPnimi? Why not? Because you don't have the Hechel? That just means you can't do Azrika B'mkayimah. But you could do Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah. So being that you could do Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, it's for that reason the Briskerov didn't say that. Rav Schulzinger wrote Rav David a second letter, and he asked him a meyerdig akasha. He asked him an unbelievable kasha. He asked him that the Gemara says in Masechtis Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph Zrika Deshari Yabasar Mefagla Zrika Deloishai Yabasar Leh Mefagla. Another one of the important Yisoidis in Masechtis Zvachim, that although Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah is Kim B'mkayimah Dami, but Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah is Leh Mefagla. If you have a Machsheves Pigol B'shas doing Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, it wouldn't be Chal the Pigol. Or if you did the Shechita the Kayan did, and he had a mind to do a Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah Chutz L'Zmanah, meaning he had a machshava to do a Zrika Chutz L'Zmanah, but the Zrika that he had a mind to do was going to be a Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, it's Leh Mefagla. Zrika the Shari Yabasa Mefagla. Zrika the Leh Shari Yabasa Leh Mefagla. On Friday we spoke at the Lumbus. The Lumbus is because Zrika is not about Avoida, Pigel's not about Avoida, it's about matter. So it's Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, which doesn't have the ability to be matter, over there you don't have the halacha of Pigel. But the bottom line is, so Rav Schulzinger asked Rav David, Kvashtenish the Teretz. I don't understand it. Why? Because it's true, Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah is Kim B'mkayimah Dami. So from that standpoint, you could bring Chatois HaPnimis B'zman HaZeh. But could you have a Machshev as Pigel when you bring a Chatois HaPnimis B'zman HaZeh? No. Because being that the only way to bring a Chatois Pnimi today would be by bringing a Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah, Zrika de Leishai Yabasa, Leh Mefagla. Zrika Shaloi B'mkayimah is Kim B'mkayimah Dami, it's Mechaper, but there's no Heta Basa. So it's Zrika de Leishai Yabasa, Zrika de Leishai Yabasa, there's no Mefagla. So I think the Briskerov should have said Bashet. What the Briskerov should have said was that being that Arsu is dealing with the Chatois HaPnimiyos, and the only way to bring a Chatois Pnimi would be bringing it Shaloi B'mkayimah, and Azrika Shaloi B'mkayimah is not Shari Yabasa, and Azrika the Loi Shari Yabasa, Loi Mefaglas. That's why it's a Hilchos of the Mashiach. This particular halach is a Hilchos of the Mashiach. So Rav David answered his teretz a little bit beyond the scope of what we do, but let's just end on a very, very light note, and that, not a light note, but lighter note, and that is a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. It's just to show how the G'day Le'olam were medayik every syllable in the Rambam. It's unbelievable. I mean, went through this Rambam together in the daf probably 10 times, but you can see this Rambam 1,000 times and not pick up on this. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuvos, he talks about once upon a time there were karbonas and there was malchus and there was bezdin and there was different ways to get kapara. Says the Rambam, "Bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim." Now that there's no beis hamikdash, ve'ein lonu mizbeach kapara, and there's no kapara, meaning there's no mizbeach, ein sham ela tshuva. All you have is tshuva, and a tshuva mechaperes. Says Rambam, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid that all you have is tshuva, because tshuva works. And tshuva is mechaper al kol averos, afilu rasha kol yomav, va'asa tshuva b'achroina, ein maskirin leishem rishoy, v'rishas harod, says the Rambam, that today we don't have all the different mechaperim that we had once upon a time, but don't worry about it, no worries. All you have to do is tshuva. And tshuva says the Rambam is mechaber al kol averos. So this is a Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, perek aleph halacha beis. Zok Rav Schulzinger, he has a diak noir in this Rambam. When the Rambam sets up that today we don't have karbonos, what does the Rambam say? Bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, ve'ein lonu mizbeach kapara. Today we don't have a beis hamikdash. Memelo, we don't have a mizbeach. Ein sham ela tshuva. Frank of Schulzinger, Kvashtech. The Rambam sheet is in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis HaKhira, that Kedusha Rishayin as it relates to Kedusha HaMikdash is Kitcha Lasa Lovin. Lefichach makrivim kol ar karbono is kulon, afal bishayin bias. So what the Rambam said, there's no Beis, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam sheet is makrivim afal bishayin bias. So the Rambam should have said, today we don't have a Mizbeach, I mean,
right now there's no mizbeach. Right? All the movements didn't play out. So mameila ain't shem ela tshuva, and atshuva mechaperes on kol averus. What does the Beis HaMikdash have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything. Whether it's a Beis HaMikdash or not has zero relevance as it relates to whether or not we can have a mizbeach. Because the Rambam shita is makriva nafal b'shem bayis. The Raavad shita is you can't be makriva without a bayis. So this would make sense if it was a Raavad. But it's not a Raavad, it's a Rambam. The Rambam shita is makriva nafal b'shem bayis. Vo zok the Rambam bizman she'esat neis ha'mikdash kain. Zok Rav Schulzinger, like the brisker Rav's ray, the tafel of a fellow. Because it's true. It's true, makriv and afal b'shem bayis. But that's only the karbonos that were brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. For the karbonos that were brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that you need. And which karbonos were brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi? The Chatois HaPnimiyos. Two of which were Yom Kippur. That means today, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, even if Rav Tzvi Kalish's movement would have worked out, and Rabbi Chil with Paris, and all the people that tried to build it, there'd still be no Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur you wouldn't have. Because in order to have Yom Kippur, daf membrengen, the Pariyah Makipurim, you need the Mem Gimel Hazois. And Rav Schulzinger says, if there's no Sar Lashem, there's no Sar Lazazel, because the Gemara Yuma says they're both totally Zebazel. So the Iker Mechaper, the Beyei Mazeh Yechaper Aleichem, Mikol Chantei Seichem, that we don't have. The Mechaper of Klai Yisrael is non-existent. That's what the Rambam means that today that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and as a result there's no Mizbeach. Which Mizbeach? We don't have the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It's not something we could have, because that's not something we'll be able to have without a Beis HaMikdash, says the Rambam. Hatshuva mechaperes on kol averus.